For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The man charged with sending more than a dozen package bombs to Democratic political figures is described as a troubled loner. 56-year-old Cesar Sayak was an amateur bodybuilder and stripper. His former boss, Deborah Gagarian, says he was a model employee, although they had different political beliefs.
He was anti-gay, anti-Jewish, you name it. Everybody that really wasn't white and wasn't a white supremacist didn't belong in the world. That's what he used to say to me all the time.
Former President Obama is out on the campaign trail stumping for Democratic candidates in Michigan.
America's at a crossroads right now. The health care of millions of people is on the ballot. Making sure working families get a fair shake is on the ballot. But maybe most importantly, the character of our country is on the ballot.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Several thousand Central American migrants voted overwhelmingly to push on into Mexico, rejecting President Enrique Peña Nieto's proposal to give them temporary benefits if they applied for refugee status there. But more than 1,700 have applied for it, while hundreds of others have accepted bus rides home. DHS Secretary Kirsten Nielsen.
In the days to come, we will be making announcements on additional measures that we are looking at within our legal construct to ensure that this is an orderly process and that those who have no right to be in our country are able to be apprehended quickly and removed.
Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles plans to carry on with competition in the World Championships despite having kidney stones. In fact, she was in the emergency room just a few hours before she was set to compete. But she tweeted to her fans, "This kidney stone can wait. I'm doing it for my team." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to a new government report, America's volcanoes pose a significant threat. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The report by the United States Geological Survey says there are over 160 active volcanoes in the United States. And it says 18 of them are considered a high threat because of what's been happening inside them in recent times and their proximity to population centers. The most dangerous is Hawaii's Kilauea, according to the report. It notes that it had a big eruption just this year. But also making the top five are Mount St. Helens and Mount Rainier in Washington, Redoubt Volcano near Anchorage, Alaska, and Mount Shasta in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In November, voters in California will have the opportunity to repeal the gas tax increases that were promised to be used for road and infrastructure repairs. John Clemens has more.
California Proposition 6 would repeal those taxes, requiring voter approval for future increases. According to Dr. Merrill Matthews of the Institute for Policy Innovation, most of that money last year went elsewhere.
California takes that gasoline tax money and then redirects it to other projects, sometimes to mass transit, but oftentimes to other things that are just for general purposes. And then they come back and complain, "We don't have enough money to fix the roads. We've got to raise the gasoline tax again."
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.